We come out into the world and call out the good news of Christ, that by his death, burial, and resurrection, you can find hope. But the culture is enamored with death and sin and flesh and worldliness and wicked ways. We know. We're no better than any of you. We used to be involved in Halloween and involved in the culture and involved in man-made religion. We had to repent and come out of it. You cannot walk in darkness. You cannot walk in darkness as you claim a savior of light. Jesus said, he is the light of the world. He told us to be light. Test yourself, ma'am. Don't be deceived by this culture. Go deep into the Bible. You'll find Christ. He calls you out of the world. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Are you following the voice of Jesus Christ? Are you following the word of God? When I say voice, we mean the word of God. The Holy Spirit will guide you in truth and all knowledge. But you must be willing to repent. Jesus is going to come and rebuke America, the world. He would rebuke Halloween. He's going to rebuke the false church systems. There'll be no room for sin or darkness. There is no sin in him. There's no darkness in him. There's no error in him. But don't trample the blood of Jesus. You see, religion deceives you, thinking that you can keep a Sunday, Saturday religion and Jesus is going to cleanse me while I live like the world in occult false ways. No, nothing could be further from the truth. You have to be willing to lose your life. You have to be willing to come and find the kingdom of God. You have to be willing to seek it. Jesus said in Matthew 10, lest you lose your life, you cannot find it, neighbor. Losing your life is not living like the culture. Losing your life is not following your flesh for fun and frivolity. Jesus did not die. Jesus did not die and shed his blood so that you could live a life and dabble with evil, the occult, and the ways of the world. Jesus is going to judge the world. Jesus is going to call everything to account and into the light. So we just love our neighbors and ask you, have you tested your life? If you were to die today and you're going to stand before a holy, righteous judge, what is he going to say to you? What is the God of creation going to say to you as you live after the world? You see, there are two kingdoms, neighbor. We need to talk about this. This is the kingdom of Satan you're walking through. It's very apparent in this culture on Halloween that this is Satan's kingdom. But his kingdom is sports, politics, entertainment, corrupt government, the church systems. That is the kingdom of Satan. That's sweeping you away as you're deceived and you know not the truth. But then there's the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God right now is in God's people who have lost their lives to follow him in holiness. The churches aren't teaching you this truth. The culture's not teaching you this truth. You have no hope of eternal life as you refuse the truth of God and live like the world. The only hope is to repent and come out of the world. The only hope is Satan's a loser, sir. Why would you follow him? If you want to follow him, you have the will to do it. God will judge you on that day. Satan is a loser. We don't want you to have that on you on Judgment Day. We want you to be washed and cleansed in the blood of the Holy Lamb. The Bible talks about if your name isn't written in the Lamb's book of life, you are in grave, grave danger because there's no other hope. The Lamb's book of life or the lake of fire? Which one are you written in today? The Lamb's book of life or the lake of fire? Test yourself. Open the Holy Scriptures. See that which is good, pure, and true. Let's walk this way, Sister Robin. Jesus is coming in flaming fire. He's going to. Yes, sir. You must repent. You must repent. You cannot live like the world, folks, unless you're born of God by the Holy Spirit and walk in His ways. The pastors, the priests, they don't tell you these truths. But you can't live after the pattern of the world, folks, and claim a holy Savior. You can't dabble with evil and expect to escape it. You have to turn, forsake all false ways, forsake sin. Sin is a transgression against God's law. But when you're living after the pattern of this fallen world, when you're living after every false way, when you're following your flesh, the Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. Are your ways going to lead you to death and wrath and destruction? Or are your ways going to lead you to life and life eternal? Test yourself. The Holy Word of God is true. God is not a liar. Whatsoever you reap, you are going to sow, neighbor. Dabbling with darkness of the culture. Goblins, ghosts, witches, darkness, death. Here's a fact. This culture is enamored with death. They love to watch movies about it. They love to have holidays about it. They love to joke and laugh about it. But when you talk about death from a biblical standpoint, that sin brought death into the world, and that the only way it was overcome through Jesus Christ. No one wants to talk about that death, the second death, the death and judgment that is coming for all those that are disobedient against the Holy Scriptures, disobedient against the Father who sent the Holy Lamb of God, rebellious and stiff-necked to do their own way like the Israelites in the desert. And guess what happened? They were destroyed in the desert, and only 2 out of 600,000 entered the Holy Land because of their sin, neighbor. On Judgment Day, why will you enter the kingdom of God? Why will you enter the kingdom of God as you live like the world? Why will you enter the kingdom of God as you dabble in sin? Why will you enter the kingdom of God after you walk after the pattern of the world? These are important questions, because there's a good and glorious Savior that shed His blood and rose again. There's an awesome Savior who says, "Come to me, whosoever," in John 3, and you can find life. Whosoever means anyone can come, but our Savior told us very few are going to come. Very few are going to find eternal life because they dabble in sin. They dabble in the world's ways. They dabble in the occult. Satan has his grips on the occult, on this culture via the occult. We don't want our neighbors to have that way. We don't want our neighbors to be ignorant. If you choose Satan, that is your choice. We'll let you go. The blind lead the blind, as Jesus said. But we don't want blood on our hands. Ezekiel 33 talks about the blood on our hands if we don't tell you the truth that wrath is coming for you. My sign says Jesus would rebuke America and Halloween. Repent. Satan runs the world and the churches. Repent. Obey Jesus Christ. Obedience is the fruit that you know Him, neighbor. Sister Emmon, let's walk down this way. Obedience is the fruit that you're born of God, not some church event, not some religious mental ascent. If you truly are born of God, you walk in His word and His ways. You see, the Bible says in John 17, "Thy word is truth, and Thy word sanctifies His people." If you haven't been sanctified by the truth, you have not the hope of Jesus Christ, because He is the Word made flesh. What is your hope today? Costumes, candy, following the culture. It's not Jesus if you live like the world. That's not your hope, folks. The only hope is repentance to the glorious Savior and His shed blood to be redeemed by this glorious Lamb. But He's not coming back as a little fluffy lamb. He's coming back as the Lion of Judah, and He's going to judge the quick and the dead. And where will you fall on that judgment day as you live like the world, neighbor? Pastors and priests aren't telling you the truth, that you can't dabble with evil and the culture and the world that Satan is coming to destroy. God does not want your Sunday church attendance. God does not want your scraps of the world. God does not want your flesh. God wants spirit and truth worship. And unless you're worshiping Him in spirit and truth, you have no hope, neighbor. Turn and seek the kingdom of God. You're going to lose your soul. This glorious Savior made a way for you. We're here telling people about the goodness and the severity of God. It's both. There's a goodness of God and there's a severity to God. Go read Romans 11. The goodness in Jesus Christ. The severity in the judgment that's coming. Turn. Forsake your sin. Embrace this glorious Savior while there's time, neighbor.